Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. I'm your host, Vanessa Grimm, and KZN, it has been an absolute peach of a week. It is at the perfect time, the school holidays are on, and there are fish throughout the entire coastline. And I'm not just talking about one or two fish, or fish that are just making size. I'm talking some proper buses out there, some rocket-sized shad, a lot of garrick, a lot of muscle cracker, keelback, snook, cooter, sailfish, trout, bass. Guys, KZN is absolutely epic right now. So if you've got a bait in the water, you can definitely expect those rods to be bending and those reels to be screaming, because we have all the fish out here, all except the sardines. We are going to talk about what happened to them later on in the show, so stay tuned. But for now, before we get into the show, here's a special shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. Guys, these are their stores that are open to serve you as we are on this purple patch on the KZN coastline.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, they certainly have everything. And you know what? You're going to need it, because we have got every species out there. So whether you're looking for that ski boat, freshwater, or rock and surf, Kingfisher has it. And those were the stores that you can get them from. Now, let's get into the show. Starting off, as we always do, down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam, who's exceptionally excited about fishing right now. In fact, he hasn't seen a run like this in years. The shad are in abundance, and there are a lot of other species with that, but I'm gonna leave Adam to tell you all about that. So guys, here is Adam, our reporter from the Lower South Coast.
Good day, Vanesh, and everybody in the fishing family. I hope everyone's had a fantastic week. So guys, oh my gosh, it's been an absolutely awesome, fantastic, I don't even know what else words to use at this moment in terms of fishing down in the Lower Coast. It's been epic. It's timed so perfectly, like I've said in the past, with, you know, a bit of side action and then just shad, shad, shad. I can't stop talking about it enough. I'm probably dreaming of sighting shad traces. It's coming out of my ears. That's all I keep thinking about. It's been absolutely insane down the Lower Coast, Vanesh. It's been, how can I put it? I need to slow down a bit. It's been like, I would say 4 weeks, 5 weeks now, where it's just shad almost every single day. Big size shad, you know, and not just one for one. It's been throw for throw. And then as slowly but surely the sun's coming up, it's slowing down. And then if the high tide's been in the afternoon, the shad have been back on the bite again. But then it has been sort of 1-1. So it's been an early morning show at the moment. So as they say, early bird definitely gets the shad. So shad have been taking on everything at the moment down the Lower Coast, Vanesh, from spoons to drift bait, top bunk, ground baits, you name it. Anything with the sardine in it and the shad in the water, they're going to eat. It's just been absolutely epic. We haven't seen a shad run like this down on the Lower Coast. Yo, I know there's a video on YouTube somewhere around 2011 or something like that, you know, where they got shad in you know, Shad Bay in Manaba, and that was it. I haven't seen a thick run like this in a long time, Vanesh. So it's absolutely perfect. It's timed so well, and the guys are really having fun with it. And I think, you know what, it's so good to see people and family and friends just having fun at the moment. And you know, it's been really good. But let's move on from the shad. As we all know, shads are really, when they're biting like this, can be a really dumb fish to catch. You can throw a slop at it and catch, as I've said in the past. So let's move on to some other species that we've seen on the Lower Coast. So we've basically had Pete with a big size kingie at Margate Pier. We've had Sahil with a beautiful garrick at Sandspit on a live bait. Yaku with a really decent sized muscle cracker down in Port Edward side. We've had Stompy with the bronze bream and Ramsgate near the Skibo Club. Marlin, we've had him catching a lot of lemon bream, blacktail, and decent sized lanterns, but particularly at nighttime, which is quite weird to think. And, you know, also, those blacktails have been big on the Lower Coast, Vanesh. They have been really, really showstoppers at the moment. Some of them have been so big that that spot's almost completely gone. So Sheppy's been a really good spot for them. There's been the odd cob, rock cod, blacktail. You know, there's definitely been a few big crayfish coming out. You name it. And of course, the shad. So there's really a lot of fish coming out. It's kind of like pick your spot at the moment. Port Edward side has been a bit quiet. Trafalgar, they've been getting a bit of bronzies. Palm Beach, they've been getting a bit of shad. So it's sort of happening sort of all over the show. Hibernian and Zumbi, the guys are definitely still spinning for those few kingies, and they've been getting them. So yeah, it's definitely been good on the lower coast. I would say, though, your bigger fish in terms of your Garrick and Cobb have definitely been taken live bait. Carantine and Blacktail, Silver Bream, definitely been your pick of choice. And Squid's been doing really well for the bronzies at the moment. So it's been, I would say, not mixed bag, Vanessa. It's been really good on the lower coast. We've also seen still some non-ed actions, particularly in that sort of Southport region. There's been a few really, really good non-eds been popping up there. Orange Rocks has been a bit slow at the moment in terms of edibles and non-edibles. They've had a few good shad runs there at the moment. So yeah, it's kind of, you have to sort of be picky and choosy about what you want. If you want a shad, though, I mean, pick a beach or a rock and pick a stone and throw it even and you'll catch a shad. But if you want anything other than that, you know, live bait's definitely been the choice for the chaps fishing for something other than shad. So yeah, Vanessa, it's been really good down in the lower coast. I definitely can't complain, and nor can the fishermen. And it looks like that cold front's finally moved away from us. It looks like we've got some really good weather coming up for this coming weekend. So it's going to be really good if the predictions are to be believed and they pan out. So moving over to the weather, Friday through to Sunday, predominantly a northwester in the morning with either a northeast or an easter in the afternoon. The wind will be blowing between 10 to 20 k's per hour with a gust or two on Friday afternoon, but nothing to be scared of, Vinesh, definitely not. The swell does pick up a bit Saturday morning to around 2 meters, but it drops right down to about a meter, even just under a meter on Sunday. So it's definitely going to be a fishing weekend. They did predict that there will be another cold front moving into us, but look, the shad have been so loose at the moment in brown water, clean water, choppy water, windy days, rainy days. They're just there. So if you can't get anything else because the weather, let's say it's just a bit too cold on the weekend, you can still get yourself a shad or two or three or four. So guys, just lastly on that, please remember your bag limits. There were some chaps that were arrested, you know, with obviously way over limit. You're looking at 50 kilos of shad. So yeah, please just adhere to the rules, adhere to the bag limits and the sizes, and please keep your licenses. DAF still is on the lower coast and they still are checking up with guys. So just please, as I always say, I have to say it, keep that in mind, chaps. Also, guys, please just, if you are leaving your fishing spot, take your rubbish with you. Be mindful of fellow anglers around you and, you know, keep it tidy, keep it polite, and let's help each other all catch some fish. So otherwise, guys, have fun, have an awesome weekend, and let's see those catches. Vinesh, take care.
Thank you, Adam. What a fantastic report, my friend. I love it. Absolutely love it. I think I'm loving it as much as you are. There is no way I am not heading down the South Coast this weekend with catches throughout the entire day, throw for throw, and the other species that are coming out with it. It is absolutely fantastic. Guys, if you want to see these catches, make sure to check out our YouTube channel. That's where Adam sent me a whole bunch of these images, all those catches that he was talking about. You can have a look at these images. They are really fantastic, and he's also got a report of what the water conditions are like. So if you are heading down this weekend, make sure to check out that YouTube channel. It is definitely worth a watch. Now let's move on down to Warner Beach, where we are with Gary, who's talking about Garrick coming out every day, as well as a shad every morning and stumpies at night. Guys, here is Gary's report of this past week.
Morning, chaps, it's Gary from the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good morning to you all. I'm getting ready to go down and put spoon. Now there have been quite a number of shad coming out, mainly on the outcrops, rocky outcrops and high rock and that. A couple of garrick have come out on live bait. You know, there are some stumpies around and they will be at night. But you know, good sea, good weather for a change, so let's climb in. No sign of any side activity here. Quite a bit of off Durban deep. Quite a bit of bait there as well, bait fish as well, mackerel and red eyes. Yeah, let's see what happens the week ahead and give it a full go. till next week then. Tight lines to you all.
Thank you, Gary. Looks like it's an exciting time down at your end as well. Maybe I might not have to travel too far down to get some species. I'm after the Garrick and, you know, getting that small shad to slide out. There's nothing better than catching a fish on live bait. Or maybe catching a fish on artificial lure. I love it. Absolutely love it. I'd love to know what you think about that as well. Now let's move on down to Durban, where we are with Mike V and Brad Krubler. And they are talking about this week's fishing report, where it has been pretty decent as well.
How's it, guys? Before the cold front came in, there was quite a few shad and garrick caught at Blue Lagoon and the Durban North beaches. Some nice shad, some really nice shad, and some lovely garrick were caught. In between all of that, the guys were getting some lovely cob as well. Some just makey size, some well over size. So, yeah, some things to target there. On the reefs and that, good couple of bronze bream have been caught, some stone bream, rock cod, things like that. Addington had quite a bit of shad in it, with the odd spinner shark in the mix, so always worth going to go have a throw down there. On the ski boat side, the guys have been getting some lovely hillbeck, quite a bit I've heard. Also the odd dog in the mix there. The guys getting rock cod, slingers, all your bottom reef fish. On the trawling side, there has been a couple cooter and a couple snook, but not as wild as they were, unless my information hasn't come in yet, but there has been a couple. In the bay, grunters were shoaling. The guys were getting a lot of grunter, some small ones, up to some nice ones, up to about 3-4 kilos. No, I haven't seen any pics of beasts or heard of any beasts yet, but there have been some. Good fish there. Kingies have gone a bit quiet, Springer as well, but it's always worth going to go have a throw in the bay. Thanks, guys. Enjoy.
Good day, guys. Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing over the last week, guys, the weather's been a little bit up and down, as we all know. The early part, later parts of last week, the Thursday, Friday, Saturday was pretty good. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the wind blew like hell here and the ice cold water came in. But while when we did manage to get out in the early part of the week, over the weekend, Hofcob, we've been getting a lot of them off the Durban area in that 70 meter zone. Guys, when I say a lot, every one of our clients has gone home with their quota, along with a couple of rock cods, some nice yellow bellies and some cat faces in amongst them. But yeah, generally, that's all that we've been doing. There have been some reports of a couple of beck and stuff in the deep wrecks. That's the 77 and 88 fathom area. Really deep. But yeah, guys, as I say, from my side, it's really just the half cob that we've been targeting. Guys, tight lines, and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Looks like we did have some action this week. And yeah, the grunter wasn't as huge as it was last week, but certainly some decent sizes in the harbor. As for that rock and stuff, guys, I can also add to Mike's report. My friend Grayson just landed a beautiful butterfly ray of Sunkissed Pier yesterday and lost another massive one as well. So it looks like those inedibles are still out and about. As for the sardine action, there was a net drop this weekend, but unfortunately, mozzies in the mix with that. Now, while the guys are talking about that shad action off Durban and the South Coast, and there's even more action up the north, which we're going to get to just now. Guys, I just want to say, I put out a poll this week on shad ethics. Now, we know that Bamboo Junction is all over the coastline, and I thought it will be quite fitting for guys to hear about what everyone is thinking. So, we've got the top five ethics of shad. Obviously, there's a lot more, and that will be on our YouTube channel, so make sure to check that out. Now, let's move on up to the North Coast, where we are with Jesse, and Jesse has some good reports where the fishing is more widespread than last week. We know last week the fish were at Baldur's Bay and Sharkers High Rock. It seems as though they are throughout the whole Salt Rock and Belito area. So, Jesse's going to talk about that, and hey, listen out for his input on fishing these westerly winds that are coming through on winter and what it does and how it turns on the fish. Guys, here's Jesse from the Kingfisher Salt Rock.
Morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing it right. Geez, I know I froze this morning. Wasn't warm. And I think everybody fishing would have experienced the same thing. So I think the fishing kind of warrants waking up early in the morning. We've had such a good run of fish this week. And it seems like it's just on the rise. We're not going to go down from here anytime soon, as far as I can tell. And I think with the holidays, the children out there, everybody catching fish, it's just positive all around. We've had reports of a lot of species, not only shad, although the shad makes up the bulk of the reports. We sold an absolute ton of sardines, Japanese mackerel, red arm. The guys are really going out there and having fun. And from what I can tell, the main areas that we're going to be catching fish in the Belito stretch specifically are areas like the boulders, going all the way down to the galley, fishing south of the ski boat base in the Sweetwaters area. We've got a couple of fish coming out, Sharkers High Rock. We've got fish coming up further north as well, all the way up to Tinley Manor. But the most positive thing that I've seen in the last week is it's slightly more widespread than it was in the last, let's say, 3 weeks or so. It was kind of limited to the boulders in Sharkers High Rock, where we saw the bulk of the catches coming out previously. And now we've seen all over Sheffield, all over Salt Rock, Four Poles area, there's been a lot of fish reported there. Like I said, it's the majority of it is shad at this stage. But it's a decent size shad coming out. Not anymore those 20 to 30 centimeter fish. We've seen a lot of fish between 30 and 40 centimeters, which is, of course, better because that is the size fish that's legal. And you know, we got a couple of desperate guys that kind of want to go down and just take a fish home and browse, especially the guys down on holiday. They really enjoy having the option of actually cooking something that they catch. So if you're down here and you want to catch a fish, take the youngsters fishing and actually manage to get something back for the money spent, shad is definitely the way to go. I would say if shad wasn't on your agenda and you didn't really want to catch a shad, you didn't want to deal with the slight crowds that we've been having in the main areas, then your second option is get one or two shad, put it out live for a garrick, because the garrick have started to come out quite nicely as well. We've seen garrick on a regular basis basically every day now, so that's positive as well. And then species like your brusher, bronze bream, stumpies coming out quite nicely. Stumpies have kind of taken a bit of a dip, but still a couple coming out. A lot of the Cape stumpies, which are obviously the smaller species out of the Natal stumpy and the Cape stumpy, but they are readily feeding on almost any bait. They're even coming out on prawns, which is fairly common, but the guys have been fishing for bronze bream and catching a lot more Cape stumpies than previously. Bronze bream starting quite nicely at Sheffield. The startup has been fairly slow, but I think this cold snap that we've had has really put them in the mood. And we've also been experiencing a lot of westerly winds. And as you guys know, all of your, I'd say your winter edibles absolutely love the southwesterly wind. When the water cleans up a little bit with the wind, gets a bit choppy, gets aerated, it kind of churns up all of the sediments, all of the nutrients, and everything comes alive. So the banks get eroded, the shoreline gets eroded, all of that sand gets deposited out on the sandbanks, you know, kind of 20 to 80 meters out. And if you find the right spot, if your spot selection is good, you find a deep channel or a gully that's formed, where the rocks have been exposed, and the fish move through quite nicely there, and you get a lot of kind of smaller fish come through there, which the shad follow. So you can catch a shad in the gullies, but more importantly, the shoaling winter edibles like your bronze bream, your stone bream, they all start to shoal in those areas, and that's when you can have a really good smash. You can go and catch and release bronze bream the entire day for the most part. So that's what we've been seeing. And then everything else as far as your non-eds go is a little bit quiet. We haven't seen a showing of blues yet, so we're just gonna have to see what happens with the non-eds going forward. But with this cold snap that we've had, water temps should start to drop, and I'm hoping we get some blues around, because that is kind of not so much in our area, but on the south coast, and then slightly further north. That is really what the guys look forward to in winter as far as a non-edge go. Go down and you can have the fun on fairly light tackle. The guys kind of put away the 15-foot rods, the 14-foot rods, go down with a 12-foot, 30-pound outfit, go and have some fun. I personally use an Exceller 10-foot 6, the BG 4000, 20-pound braid. I'm going to lob out a 3-ounce sinker with either a mackerel head or a small red eye and chocker bait. If you can get your hands on some bonies, and I'm not talking about the bonies, normal bonita, I'm talking about bonies, which is very much like a razor belly profile bait. And those are absolutely incredible for the blues. I haven't seen them for a very long time. I don't know if anybody's still netting them, but that is a phenomenal bait. I go out, I throw that, and you tussle with the brown skate up to 20 kilos for half an hour on that light tackle. Which is a heck of a lot of fun. And it's just my standard spinning outfit. It's the same outfit that I spin for snook with. It's the same outfit I spin for cob with. I fish for kingies with it. And it's just unbelievably versatile and strong. Caught grey sharks on them. So a lot of fun. As far as your offshore goes, we've had a bit of an up and down week purely because of the seas. We've had massive seas. We've had a lot of rain. There's quite a bit of debris in the water. We've got quite a bit of dirty water in some areas. So it's been decent, but mainly a couple of snook, one or two kuta, one or two tuna, and then a lot of bottom fish, guys. There's a ton of bottom fish around. You see the boats down in Durban having a ton of fun. They're catching literally everything. We're looking at big amberjack, and I'm not talking about those little tropical amberjack, the tiny little ones. I'm talking really good, like 15, 25 kilo fish. A lot of yellowtail around. A lot of big redfish as well. So your big soldiers, doggerod, that type of thing as well. And then rock cod. We've seen a ton of rock cod, and generally in winter it picks up quite nicely. So if you can get out there, and you're going to be fishing for game fish in the day, if it's a bit quiet and you don't get anything, take a rod with you, take a bottom stick with you, even if it's your bait stick or if it's a little like a flick stick. I always have a BG 5000 with a 7-foot flick stick, 40-pound braid, and if we come across a nice showing, I will always put a livey down there. And those big reds absolutely love a small mast bunker or a sand soldier. If you're not catching something on a live one on a full bait, make a flapper bait out of it, put a fillet bait down there, whatever you can. But those big redfish are here, guys, and it's a lot of fun. A lot of beck, a lot of dogger. Just remember, stick to your limits. It's so easy to get carried away. Just remember your limits there. And then as far as your bass fishing goes, on the north coast, kind of Hazelmere area, a lot of small fish around, but the guys are still catching, which is positive. I've been doing a bit of fishing myself, and out of three trips, I've caught fish every trip. No monsters, but the guys up at Albert Falls are catching a lot of big fish. And when I say big fish, a lot of fish over 2 kilos, a couple fish over 3 kilos, and then I heard that the guys fishing heavy timber, rocky areas with jigs, very, very slow during the day, are catching some absolute slobs. So good fishing, guys. I think Albert Falls would be my destination to go to as far as the freshwater things are concerned. Hazelmere is still good. A lot of bites on topwater still. So it's very weird. We shouldn't be getting as many topwater bites, but I think with the plummeting temperatures now, that will definitely start to slow down a bit. But yeah, guys, just all in all, some really good fishing. Guys, let us know what happens this week. I can almost guarantee that we're going to have an absolute banger of a week again. But always nice to hear from you guys. So let us know what happens. Thanks so much.
Jesse, you are an absolute legend. Thank you so much for that, my friend. What a great report. So much to take in from there. And I'm glad to hear that the fishing is spread throughout the whole of that Balito Salt Rock area, with Gary coming out every day, not just the shad. And yeah, as for that offshore, yeah, we are having an absolute treat with that bottom fishing. So, buddy, thank you so much for that input on those westerly winds and the tackle that you use. It's always valuable information. Now, let's move up to Imtanzini Banks, where we are with Nick, who didn't have too much of a report last week because of those rough sea conditions. Has it changed? Well, let's take a listen and find out.
Morning, Vinesh. Skip outside. You got to go far to get game fish out to High Point. So what tends to happen now in the winter is the guys sort of fish close inshore for snook and bottoms. No real excitement on the snook side yet, but early days. But the bottoms are catching mainly slinger, cob, the square tail cob, and soldiers. Now and then some guys keep rock cod, but a lot of guys don't keep rock cod in the winter because they are winter breeders. When you take a male off a reef, it takes quite a long time for one of the females to become a male. Also something I've just learned about rock cod, they also at this time of the year tend to migrate a bit more than they normally do, coming up north. So it's probably why we're more exposed to rock cods than during the summer months, and they come up to breed. Interesting thing happened the other day on Sunday afternoon. A guy caught a hound shark in front of the shallows, forest lot, and he released it only for it to wash up on Main Beach, which is about a kilometer away, where one of the anglers saw this shark being washed up, and he put his stuff down and he picked it up and he walked it back and he sat with it in the sea for quite a while until it was revived. Now, I remember seeing this with a big, I think it was a grey or bronzy at Mazepa, where it had come around from Boiling Point, and we unhooked it in the corner of the beach. It would be the right-hand side, furthest from the island. And the anglers coming back from the island found it in that gully, just floundering around in the water. And we thought we had done a good job about releasing the shark, and apparently it wasn't to be. So they then spent about another 30 minutes with it, and eventually it swam off strongly. So one thing I'm sort of thinking about is maybe, you know, once we've taken the shark off the hook and we get it back into the water as quick as possible, sometimes I think we're letting it go too quickly and we should just hold it in the water for a bit longer. As far as I'm aware, the only shark that can really bite you if you're holding its tail is a raggy. But I stand to be corrected, there could be a few more that can do that. Yeah, I think sometimes we release them too quickly, especially after they've been on a long fight. But the river, unfortunately, it looks like it's going to close. It's very shallow up there, and the big fish seem to have realised that and disappeared. There's nothing really exciting happening in the river at the moment. But, yeah, on the fishing on the beach, don't forget, you get a shad between 30-35 live bait at Garrickle coming past. Best place, though, to catch them is on the south bank at the river mouth. And you can get to the south bank by crossing straight from the stone wall, straight into the corner of the river where it bends like 90 degrees. And then it turns towards the mouth. In that corner, you can leave your boat there and walk over. But I wouldn't leave too much valuables on the boat, or any valuables at all, because sometimes the guys come across from the other side of the river and they come and pinch rods, whatever they can lay their hands on. It's always advisable for somebody to keep an eye on what's going on in the river while you're fishing.
Thank you, Nick. It is so good to have you back, my friend, and talking about what's been going on. Sad about the river closing. Looks like we're not going to get much fish there, but I'm glad that the Garrick are coming about. South Bank, that's the place to be. And a very interesting chat about that rock cod and that shark, releasing the shark, keeping it long in the water. Guys, I've witnessed that from a few protea anglers. They do not just go and put the sharks back, they actually keep it in for quite a while. And not just protea anglers, most anglers that are comfortable with the sharks, it is something definitely to take note of. Make sure it is in the water for a fair period before letting it swim off. Just hold the tail, it should be pretty safe, but make sure you're comfortable. Now let's move on up to Richards Bay and St. Lucia. Guys, I can tell you that there has been a lot of kuta on the bite. Fantastic catches. I've got all that catches on my YouTube channel. As for the rock and surf action, surprise, surprise, it is shad. So guys, yeah, Richards Bay, St. Lucia performing well with the fishing as well. Now let's move on to the freshwater side. We are with Yen, who's got some excellent catches that he has also sent through to check out. And he's going to talk about these. That's still one. Water action is on fire. There's a lot of scalies about. And Albert Falls are producing the bass. Last week, the guys were holding their cards quite close to their chest. Looks like this time they have revealed their catches. Yan is going to talk us through it. And this is his report for this past week.
Hey there, guys. So, it would seem that the naysayers were correct. How's about that for a rather nasty turnabout in the weather as we supposedly headed for summer? I am happy to report, however, that from those intrepid anglers that made it out there, that the fish simply don't seem to care, and some good fish have come to hand. As they say, there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing, and those guys must have been dressed up warm. On the other hand, we have some onlookers that are going, ah, wish I was there, but then move a bit closer to the heat and say, never mind. My trip down south to the northeastern Cape, unfortunately, didn't involve throwing a line, as the weather up top was still upside down from the heavy snow of the week before. Snow drifts were apparently 8 to 10 feet deep, plus an icy road up, and especially that 60 to 80 kilometer hour howling wind up top was not conducive to throwing a fly. Never mind the fact that Loch Ness was partially frozen over yet again. My run, however, went well, and I'm happy to report that I have number 2 in the bag. Roll on next year for number 3 and my hat trick. While the weather grundies are grumbling from the recent Antarctic conditions in the Midlands currently, the positive aspect of the snow melt will be feeding the rivers and keeping the flow up and preventing that down to bare bones conditions that we usually experience by a rainless winter. So just a little over 7 weeks to the reopening of the rivers, but hey, who's counting? While the trout streams remain closed for the time being, some anglers have been giving the odd scaly, that is Natal yellowfish, a hard time. Some good fishing has been reported from the upper Tugela, with plenty of fish in the 20 to 30 centimeter, that is 8 to 12 inch bracket, keeping the anglers happy, with a smattering of bigger fish in the 40 to 50, that is 16 to 20 inch bracket. A black jig bugger and tadpole imitation was the go-to solution. And there have been some fish coming out of the Umgeni locally as well. As mentioned, there have been some intrepid anglers in the Natal Fly Fishers Club ranks that have made it out over the past week, both in the prefrontal and then, dare I say, full frontal conditions. One report showed a water temperature down to single figures, and I'm pretty sure that the chill will cause another degree or so drop. Apart from a couple of smaller fish reported in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeter range, most of the fish from the returns were in the upper end of the tape measure, in the 17 to 19 inch, that is 43 to 48 centimeter, and 19 to 21 inch, that is 48 to 53 centimeter bracket. Apart from the NFFC club waters, private waters have also been producing well. So far, it's been a great winter season all round, with some great fish coming to hand. Producing patterns recently from word from the water are still minnows, dragon and damselfly patterns, generally in olive and black. This month's meeting of the Natal Fly Dresser Society had NFDS Chair Jan Korabal, that would be me, demonstrating midge patterns, commonly overlooked by the quote-unquote bugger chuckers or big fluff. And as small as they are, midges are the staple food item for most freshwater species. So guys, if tying your own fly is of interest, do pop into the Kingfish in Maritzburg and come and chat to me about getting into fly tying. The next events on the trout calendar, as mentioned last week, are Leg 3 of the Tops Corporate Challenge, which takes place at the end of the month, followed by the Camberg Outdoor Challenge in mid-August. I'm happy to report that last week's prefrontal conditions had the bass on the bite, and I've seen some pics of some good fish in the 2-plus kilogram range being reported from Albert Falls Dam, with olive soft plastics doing the work. Further than that, unfortunately, I have no reports from Midmar Dam of late. There are a couple of events coming up next month, starting with the new Bass Warehouse Tournament Trail taking place mid-August on Albert Falls, and followed by the Albert Falls Bass Tournament at the end of August. So guys, do pop into the Kingfish in Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice, and tight lines to you all.
Yu Yan, another great report. What great action from that Stillwater and Scaly action. My friend, that is phenomenal stuff. Guys, like I said, if you want to check out this footage, make sure to check it out on our YouTube channel. That's where Yan has sent me all those images so you can see exactly what he is talking about. Now, Yan, I love what you said. There is no bad weather, just bad clothing. And with the fishing that's going on, just dress warm and you will be perfectly fine. Now, while we're talking about Yan's report, guys, there is the International Fly Fishing Festival, the IF4, happening next Wednesday at the Barnyard Theatre in Suncoast. Guys, this will be some local films that have been screened, so, you know, if you're a fly angler, you do not want to miss this out. So, you know, go and check it out Wednesday the 19th, Barnyard Theatre, International Fly Fishing Festival. So guys, that rounds off our fishing report for this week. It has been an absolutely fantastic one. The weather is looking phenomenal for this weekend. The rods are bending, the reels are screaming, the baits are being taken no matter where you are putting them. Whether it's north, south, whether it's inland, guys, go out there and fish. It's the last weekend of the school holidays, so why not take the kids out and get them going back to school with some real bragging rights? They're bound to get them this weekend. So guys, when we are out there, right, let's just make a note of what is important. Firstly, I know you are wondering about the sardine run. Guys, I spoke to Jace this past week. I've really had nothing much to report on. The sardines have kind of disappeared. They are gone way too deep. By the time this cold front came to us, they pretty much went right out. And it seems as though, from the predictions of the sardine netters, we are going to have a late run this year. So stay tuned. We will get more sards. Now, apart from that, guys, it's very important that you respect those bag and size limits. I am happy to report about a bad incident where an angler was caught with over 50 shad, and he deserves to have been arrested, and he was arrested. So the guys are out there. Guys, we have to fish for the future. I cannot reiterate this enough. There is a limit in place for a reason. There are close seasons for a reason. So we gotta respect that. We do not wanna be going down the road 10 years later and saying, oh, you know, remember the good old days. We don't wanna remember the good old days. We wanna live these days for years to come. We want our future generations to experience what we experience. And that will only happen if we are respecting these bag and size limits. So guys, the shad is all about, it is going crazy. It brings a lot of joy, excitement, especially to those guys that haven't fished before. And speaking of those guys that haven't fished before, check out that top 5 on ethics for shad fishing. It's something everyone should take note of. It'll just make the rocks a happier place. And if this is gonna be too much of craziness for you amongst the rocks, well guys, the fresh water is producing the goods. You want to try your hand on some scaly action, some bass action, some trout action, it is definitely happening in KZN. So, until next week, I am Vinesh Sugreem, Angler News South Africa. Make sure to check out these catches on our YouTube channel. We are now also on TikTok, and we on the all-new Meta Threads. So, if you want to get some fishing updates, go and check out Meta Threads. We are on that as well. And until next week, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.